Good morning and welcome back to Nachyomi. Today we are learning together Mizmor Chof Vov, the 26th chapter of the book of Mishle. And we are going to be learning this perek, which consists of 28 psukim and is divided into four very easily discernible sections. The first section is the first 12 psukim, Yud Aleph to Yud Beis, in which there are 12 mishalim. Each pasuk is a mashal about ksilim, fools. So it's one pasuk after the next talking about people who live foolish lives or foolishness in general, kesilus. Then we move into a short section of three psukim, where it's Yud Gimel to Tezayin, actually four psukim, where there are four mishalim for lazy people. This seems to be a theme which comes up numerous times in Mishle. We have four mishalim about the lazy person. Then from Yud Zayin to Chof Beis, we have mishalim about quarrelsome people, people looking to fight, people looking to make trouble. And finally, the parak closes from Chof Beis to Chof Ches, 22 to 28, with mishalim about those who tell Lashon Hara, who speak evil tongue about their friends, who spread slanders and gossip about their friends. Obviously, each of the sections needs to be unpacked, but what we're going to do is we're going to look at one pasuk from each of the four sections in this parak. We're going to look at Psukim Dalet to Hay, which is in the first section, which talks about the ksil, and listen to how they work, and it's very telling about the entire section. It says, Al ta'an kasil ki'ivaltoi, don't answer a fool according to his folly, pen tishveloi gamato, or else you'll become like him. Anei chasil ki'ivaltoi, answer a fool with accordance to his foolishness or his folly, pen yihye chochom beinov, or else he'll think himself wise. What is going on over here? So the Malbim explains that the notion of a ksil is not a person who has a low IQ. This is not a person who does not have intellectual capacity. We're talking about a person who may be very well gifted intellectually, but they want to live an indulgent life. They want to live a life reflecting involvement in the pleasures of this world. And that could even be subtle. But the problem is that they don't want to be encumbered by moral or intellectual imperatives. They don't want to be hindered by any things which are telling them what to or not to do. And therefore they explain away any moral system or any intellectual system. Therefore, their kisilus or kislus is ultimately their foolishness is chosen, whether it be subconsciously or consciously. The person is choosing the moral system or the intellectual system based on the type of lifestyle they want to lead. And that's what it comes down to. It takes a lot of honesty to actually realize that. Therefore, what does the Pesukim tell us? Don't answer them with Chochma. Don't get into an involved conversation because they're going to just keep swiping back. They're going to keep stamping their foot and they have millions and millions of rationales to rationalize the type of life, the corrupt type of lifestyle they want to lead. Because you know what's going to happen is to pentish velo gamato, you're going to hear what they say. You're going to hear the type of lifestyle they want to lead and how they're rationalizing and justifying it. And you may want to say, you know, that doesn't sound so bad after all. Well, you know what you should do? Is Anei Kasil Kivalto, says the Malbim. You need to answer him in his own foolishness. In the same superficiality that he answers you with, you bat off his answers with superficiality because it does not work. It's not worth investing time and effort in this conversation. Let's move into Pasuk Yud Dalid. We're now in the section which talks about the lazy person. And the Pasuk is fascinating. Listen to this image. Hadeles Tisov Al Tzira Va'atzel Al Mitosai. The door turns on its hinge and the lazy man on his bed. Now, at the face of it, as the Ibn Ezra points out, the image we're supposed to be getting is like, you know, like where that person just doesn't want to get up and they keep hitting the snooze and they keep turning over in their bed. So the image is like this flapping door, backwards and forwards and backwards and forwards, and they're just not getting out of bed. They're just not going to spend their entire life. By the way, translation today, they're just going to keep clicking the next YouTube channel. They're just going to keep scrolling down on social media, right? That's the same. It's the same thing, right? They just didn't have that in those days. They would just sleep. Today, we just waste our awake time with this. So whatever it is, right? So they're just going to keep, the door's going to keep hinging backwards and forwards. That's the idea. The Chidah points out that the word tzira, which means its hinge, is actually the same words or letters as hayetzer, the inclination, the person's will to whether it be indulge in egotistically or physically in this world. And that's what's keeping the person in bed. They don't want to really get out. However, the Ben Yehoyada, in his commentary on Maseches Pesachim, on Daf Samach Chesam Beis, says a really beautiful, beautiful idea. He says, imagine the following. Imagine a door did not have a hinge. And when you went into the front door, you know what you need to do? You need to pick up this huge board of wood and put it in the place of the hollow of where the door frame is. That'd be almost impossible. Doors are very, very heavy. Doors are extremely heavy. But what we do is we have this magical thing where we put a, in the ways it used to work in the times of the Gemara and the times of the Psukim, is that we put a little peg in the bottom and a peg in the top. They have a hole in the wall and they have a hole in the floor, and they put that into it. That'd be the hinge. And now this very heavy door can be opened and swung open and closed by even a child. The lazy person looks at wisdom. They look at Torah and they say, you know what? It's impossible. I can't move that. It's a mountain which cannot be climbed. So you know what we say is, you forgot the hinge. There's a hinge. There's a way to get there. You don't have to move the entire mountain. Consistency. Getting out of bed. Doing your regular work on a regular basis. Working on the important things in life, not the urgent things, will ultimately get you there. But this still does not know that. And therefore, the image is the way to arrive at wisdom is to realize there is a tzir, that it is possible to move a lot if we do small and clever steps. Let's move into the third section of this perek, the pasuk or the psukim we're going to focus on are Yud Ches and Yud Tes, which read as follows: Kamisla aleha hayorei zikim chitzim v'amobis, like a madman scattering deadly firebrands and arrows. Kain ish rimah, that's the man who cheats Esra'eyu, his friend, v'omer, and he says, "Hala misachekani, I was just joking." Says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. This is the type of person who spreads Lashon Hara in a sly way. What do? They say a joke. They say, oh, you know, isn't it funny? You know, you go to that person's house and you wait 3 hours before lunch begins. You know, that person never going to give stock and you make a joke. I was just joking. The other example that Mikisar Shulchan Aruch says is that you, on the Saper, you tell Lashon Hara in a derech which is sly, in a way which isn't exactly as if you knew. It's Barama Us as if you're speaking innocently. You say, you know, that person, it's so funny. They were just, you know, they always drive over there and bash those tiles in on their friend, and they just drove off. Isn't that funny? And then people say, well, they did that? You're like, I didn't realize that was such a bad thing. And all you're trying to do is you're trying to get them into trouble, you're trying to make it difficult for them. So the Kisra Shulchan Aruch says that is what's called a person who's a madman who's shooting the arrows wildly. And you say to them, "What are you doing?" They say, "I was just joking. I didn't know this was destructive to shoot arrows into the air, to fire a gun in a crowd. I didn't realize that." And in fact, in the Sipurei Masiyos of Rabbi Nachman of Breslov, he describes about a person who's a chacham, who's a wise person who's coming to visit another city. He doesn't know what's the nature of the city, so what does he do? He goes over and he listens in the marketplace to the way that people are joking. And he says, you know what? He says, if you listen to the way people joke, then you understand who they are. As the famous adage reads, many a true word is spoken in jest. This is in the prologue to the Cook's Tales in the 1300s. Many a true word is spoken in jest. And sometimes when people joke and you hear that, they say that about you, and that you say, oh, sorry, you realize that they really thought that. And that's what's being said over here. It's the madman shooting off arrows. You think you can take back those words? You can apologize that you said them? You can apologize you said them. You can't apologize for the feeling you displayed about that person. That's what's being said over here. The last thing we're going to focus on is Pasuk Chav Zayin. Pasuk Chav Zayin is a very famous Pasuk. Kore Shachas Bo Yipol. He who diggeth a pit will fall therein. The Golal Evan, a love Tashuv. The person who rolls a stone, it will roll back on that person. Rashi adds in that it's fascinating that these are referring to specific people in Tanakh. The person who digs the pit is Bilam, who gives advice to Midian and Moab to send their daughters to take astray the nation of Israel. Well, you know what happened after that? There was a war, and in that war, you know, was killed? Bilam himself. That was the pit that he dug, that he fell in. And what about the stone? Rashi says it relates to another individual in Tanakh. His name was Avimelech. Avimelech lived at the times of Shoftim, and he was the son of Gidon. He became the Shofet in his father's stead. Even though he wasn't a full child, he was a ben of an amma, of a shifcha, of a maidservant. But he killed all his 70 brothers, with the exception of one, on one stone. And therefore, how did Abimelech die? He was besieging a tower, and a woman threw a stone out of the window and crushed his skull. So this is the idea of Golel Evan, a person who rolls about the stone and kills his whole family by the stone will come back to them and smash them in. This seems to be the idea of the circle of life, the Midah Keneged Midah, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrates in the world. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.